Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is the May 11th edition of the Winchester Town Board. On the phone this evening, we have... Thank you. And to my left...
Patrick Becker.
And I'm John Delabos, acting chair this evening. We also have Victoria Bonner, Town Board Secretary, Sammy Rael from Comprehensive Planning, and Beatrice Martinez from Tick Sagerboom's office. Are there any other county people that I've missed? Okay, good. Well, that's half, more than half the people here, so it's good to see you all. Would you like to do the Pledge of Allegiance, Patrick?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Okay. Now, we have a public comment period at the beginning, and that's so that people can make general comments about the agenda items. It's really not a discussion period, it's just basically to lodge comments about the agenda. You'll have an opportunity to speak on individual items when they're presented. If you wish to speak, please stand. Please do so during the period of time that it's allotted, and please introduce yourself with your name and your address so that we can have the record for posterity. Comments are limited to 3 minutes unless somebody needs some extra time. We usually are pretty accommodating. Also, please spell your last name, and if there's anything additional that you need to say, we can give you more of an opportunity to do that if that becomes necessary. Do I have an approval of the minutes for April 27th of 2021?
Move to approve.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, Judy. And the approval of this evening's agenda, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve?
Yes, sir. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we're going to start out with our informational item, which is our discussion on the town board, of the transformation of Clark County's master plan. And the reason we're having it in the beginning was, number one, it got short-shrifted last time, which wasn't fair. And number two, I think it would be nice to get some input from somebody besides us, so we can't do it at the end because everybody will run out of here like kids out of school, so we ain't gonna do that. I would like to begin the discussion by, if Sammy doesn't mind, just giving us a general purpose overview so that we kind of know what the parameters are and what the topic is, and so we don't get off on unproductive tangents.
So prior to the last meeting, you were handed the draft policies for the Winchester Paradise plan. Those policies, they start on 52 of the document. It's just a general description, and again, some goals and policies for the Winchester Paradise area. The expectation was that the town board was going to read through those, provide us some feedback during the meeting. Additionally, what we had sent is we had sent some of the draft land use designations that we had contemplated on how we were going to modify, add, and remove some, so we wanted some feedback from the town board on those as well. At the last town board, I incorrectly noted the history of the Winchester and Paradise area, and what I failed to realize was that it's actually included on the top of page 52 or 53 of the document that we handed out, which was the history. So to correct what I said last time on the record, it was actually Paradise that was created, and there was a Paradise A and a Paradise B. And in order to clearly distinguish between Paradise A and Paradise B, they came up with Winchester. So named Paradise A, Winchester, and Paradise B remain Paradise. So they are two distinct different towns per state law. However, they are under one land use plan with goals and policies that either combine for the two areas or have specific, that are specific to either Winchester or Paradise. And I'm not going to read the goals and policies to you because that was your homework.
No, of course not. But thank you very much for introduction and also for that little bit of information, which I actually didn't know either until I read it. Basically, what the county's doing is they're rewriting Title 30, which is what a lot of the governance on our zoning is grounded in. And the idea is to streamline and to codify things that might be at cross purposes with one another or confusing. You read it here and it says this, and you read it here and it seems to say that. And you can get two different answers in two different neighborhoods, but they may be in the same township. Go ahead, yes.
And sure, the whole audience is invited to participate. It is mainly the purpose for the town board members mm-hmm. to provide staff direction. Mm-hmm. Audience can provide direction at this time or online, but we really want to hear from the town board members.
Right, okay.
And again, this is with regards to the comprehensive master plan, the discussion today. The Title 30 portion, which is the development code, will come at a later date because we're just beginning to kick that off.
Okay, thank you for that. So in any case, they are looking to streamline and make this more user-friendly and also to prevent decisions that seem to be at cross purpose with one another, where he gets it on and I don't. And that can cause trouble. So I went through and I read this, and I think it takes a very intelligent and simple approach, sometimes less is more, to this. Having read through these documents for 5 years now, I can tell you that sometimes I find myself having more questions than I have answers after I've read them. And I know that's not the purpose, but it happens. So I think that this is going to provide an opportunity for people to have a simpler interpretation that's more universal and that allows for less feelings of uncertainty when they come before the county. They have a better expectation of outcomes when it's more uniform and also specific to neighborhoods. They do have neighborhood designations in the old plan, but they were, they were built upon over the years. And so when a new circumstance occurred that hadn't occurred before, they would give it a new category. And so you got this layering of categories that has accumulated over about 30 years or so. Sammy, is that the last rewrite, approximately?
I would say it's never been comprehensively been rewritten since it was first adopted.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, then that's is really a first. So as a result of that, we have a lot of layers of information that sometimes don't relate to each other very well. And so what I find very encouraging is that not only are we're able to clean that up, but we're going to be able to take into account a lot of modern approaches to things, where transportation, concerns about the environment, water usage. I mean, we moved out here in 1959, nobody cared about how much water you washed your driveway down with, or you washed your garage out with, or you did whatever you did with, nobody cared. And now, if you did that, your neighbors would probably call the water district and report your waste. Not that they should. But what I mean is those things have changed. And what I see in this is an attempt to codify and incorporate best practices into something that we can use intelligently in the future. So that's my thoughts on it. Patrick?
I liked a lot of the direction things were going in. I had one area that I think has a minor correction that needs to be made on page 52, the last sentence of the last paragraph. For Paradise Palms, 1,000 homes are not protected by that overlay yet. That overlay is only section one, and we have 5 sections that have to be done. So there's 1,000 homes in the neighborhood, but they're not all protected by that overlay. 52.
I see. The very last sentence, it talks about 1,000 mid-century homes, and it's space are protected. That's, I see what you're saying. So what you're saying is about 20% so far, or one-fifth?
Roughly. It's not evenly split, but yeah. And the other phase two, I believe, is mostly processed at this point, but then there's phases 3 and 4 that have to be covered too.
I know that they had started the phase 2, but
I think it's still with NPF getting everything put together. But the signatures are there, which is good. Mm-hmm. And that'll cover everything in the Paradise side, and then we'll work on the Winchester. Moving on from there, I like the policy 1.1 for the walkability transportation aspects. Things that were outside of our area, I didn't really pay attention to, so the stadium, I didn't look at that. The corridor residential, I was curious if there are some of those areas that were in Winchester or overlapping both or 1.3.
I think so. So in the designation, like Maryland Parkway,
I assume that would be.
Probably go into some of the two categories that are mentioned here.
And is there any further designation of what type of multifamily residential, whether it's low income or high end, or it's just encouraging in general?
Encouraging in general. There's general policies that that speak to providing affordable housing, a mix of housing, not just on the single family side, but also on the multiple family side. So affordability is really captured really well in the general policies that apply to all over. But in this instance, it's just multiple family, just providing a difference of the single family.
Okay. I liked 1.4 for the cultural heritage, was good. 1.5, the only thing I would love to see added to that is for infill housing, I would love to have it matching in size and style so it blends with the neighborhood and does not stand out. A neighborhood of ranch homes does not need a two-story
colonial.
Yeah, it should be make the neighborhood cohesive.
And unfortunately, you see that's happened on some of the border streets in Paradise Palms.
Yeah.
They've changed from the wonderful mid-century modern. They put on red tile roofs and
there's
adobe, and you scratch your head going, where does this come from?
There was a new build on Spencer that is, stucco, bump outs, tile, doesn't fit. I liked 2.1 a lot. 2.2. Anything with the stadium I skipped over. 3.1, I like that as well. No comment on anything involving the airport. And university was outside of our area. So overall, I like that. There's just a couple of specifics that I would love to see in order to help keep the flavor of the neighborhood intact.
May I ask a question about one thing referred to in here? Sammy, what are the geographic boundaries of SOSA? Approximately.
Yeah, it's one of those, to be honest, I think it's one of those that we're proposing to get rid of, but it's the south
side of Sahara Avenue. Yeah, but I mean, that takes you to Laughlin.
But it's on the east side. It's in a little bit away from the 15, and it's on the east side of the 15. So okay. It doesn't go over to the west side at all. And it's, I think, for instance, a commercial center might be in it.
Yeah, commercial is.
So it's along that stretch. It's not a very long stretch, but it's along that stretch. But it is one of those overlay districts that we're proposing to eliminate. I think in all of the time that it's been in code, we have had one project that has come in and developed in accordance with it, and it's not even built yet. And that was years ago. So it's just one of those efforts that was good in thought, but probably, I hate to say, maybe poorly executed in code, and just needs some rethinking.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. Now, I notice they have the current and proposed land use categories. This is where the streamlining has come in that I could see was really obvious. A lot of two category designations have been merged, and I think that's a positive, because sometimes we end up with a category that's so specific that very little fits into it, really, like the SOSA, for example. And then it's kind of like, well, why bother, because we're not using it much anyway. So that one I thought was, I liked that very much, that that's happening. I think it's going to make it easier for everybody. And the same thing with commercial and mixed use. Not as much condensation there, but there really wasn't one that, only one that could be merged practically. So... And I like the fact that they're considering the impact of these things on the employment picture, too, because that's really important if we do all this stuff in a vacuum, and then we have, oh, this is a lovely place, but we have 12% unemployment. It's not too smart. So I'm very, very encouraged that that's on the agenda for consideration as well, and how that's going to affect neighborhoods and their ability to sustain themselves by having places for the people that live there to actually work, instead of driving 15 miles one way to work. So, any other comments or concerns, considerations, input for Sammy? From anyone? How about from...
Judy.
Oh, from how about from Judy? Yeah, thank you. How about from Judy?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay.
Yes.
We'll take your word for it. Anybody has any comments in the audience that'd like to say anything about their thoughts or neighborhood they live in or concern? Okay, well then I guess have we?
I haven't received feedback.
Okay, great. Okay, so let me make sure that we've done what you want, so that we don't miss the point here.
Goal accomplished.
Okay, thank you.
I know you like seeing us, so we could have had you come back a third time.
I was going to say, yeah, if you can watch, you can come back next week and refine things for us. We'd just love to see you.
There comes to be a charm.
Okay, well, that works for me. All right, let's get on to the items on our agenda this evening. Item number one is ET, oh, how cute, -21-400052 UC-18-0328-Sherwood 2592 Investments LLC. Use permit, first extension of time to reduce the front setback of a proposed motel. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduce parking; 2, alternative landscaping and buffering; 3, alternative parking lot design and layout; 4, waive applicable design standards; 5, allow modified driveway design standards; and 6, permit existing non-standard improvements to remain with any right-of-way. And there's also a design review to convert an existing apartment building to a proposed motel on 0.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the SOSA, yay, overlay district, generally located on the east side of Sherwood Street, 500 feet south of Sarah Avenue, within Winchester. For possible action, is the applicant present? All right, yay, we see you. Hi there.
Hi.
So would you like to introduce yourself and share with us?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Javier Burrola, B-U-R-R-O-L-A. My address is 6154 Turner Street, North Las Vegas, 89081. So this project, my clients bought this building not knowing it was an apartment. That this building was an apartment. So the previous owner sold it as a motel. And then it happened that there was a big issue with the sewer. So we start doing plans to, you know, remove, to put new sewer to the whole apartments. And then it happened that it was not a motel. It was an apartment. That used, previous owner, I think they used permit for a motel, but it expired. It expired like a few weeks before we submit plans. And that's why we are requesting for an extension of time to keep using this place as a motel, because previous owners remodeled the motel and removed the whole kitchen from every suite. So now we cannot use it as a motel because this expired, and we cannot use it as an apartment because it doesn't have a kitchen. So that's why we're requesting an extension of time for a motel to be able to finalize it and keep using it as a motel.
Okay. Any comments on this item from our audience? Okay. Let me just see if I have any comments on this. Okay, so basically you're just asking for an extension to kind of regroup and get this set on the right course.
Correct.
And all right.
Which has been granted before, right?
Yeah.
July of 18, right?
That was the application for the conversion.
Okay.
It wasn't an extension.
Okay.
This is the first extension, if I'm correct.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
With the new owner.
All righty. So do we have a motion? I'll move to extend to give you an extension, first extension. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're good. Appreciate it. Okay. And item number two. We have UC-21-0157, Lori Pepworth, a use permit to allow vehicle repair, a waiver of development standards for reduced setback from vehicle repair to a residential use in conjunction with a vehicle sales facility 1.2 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway, 1,200 feet north of Desert Inn Road, within Winchester, for possible action. Is the applicant with us?
I am.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my name is Tron Slade, S-L-A-D-E. Address is 5893 Audrey Falls Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89131. So I'm here representing Choice Automotive LLC, which currently we do have automotive sales section to the dealership, but we would like to operate the service side of the dealership. Previously, I believe it was a motorcycle facility, which obviously motorcycles are a lot more familiar than cars, you know, for the most part. But I believe there's a misunderstanding with the gentleman that was helping us lay this out, where, I don't know if everyone can see this, but if you look at the layout of the dealership, it's kind of like an L shape, and this shaded portion right here is pretty close to the apartment complex. Well, obviously, as a business, I mean, we obviously want to keep our neighbors in mind, because obviously it's to help everybody, I mean, not to intrude on them. So this area that is shaded out, we are not even leasing, okay, from the landlord. This is what the landlord is using for storage. So the service facility will be where it's actually set up for service, will be in this midsection right here, okay, where there is a small service door where they can drive in. It's actually double-walled. Okay, so you really can't hear anything when they're working on cars and things like that. Okay, so the customer would just pull into the service shop here. All work would be done in this midsection of the building, which I believe was initially approved for at one point for them to work on motorcycles. Now it'd be cars and so forth. But this area here would never, ever be used for service work. Like I said, our most important thing is to make sure that, I mean, the neighbor's obviously comfortable too with us being there and not to intrude on them. So we're just obviously trying to get permission to get the special use permit so we can set up the service department, which also entail will bring at least 7 to 10 jobs to the community, because we'll have to hire service director, technicians, and porters for the service side of the building.
Okay, do we have any comments from the audience on this item? Okay, I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
As I read through this, the first thing I noticed was that the reduced separation from a vehicle repair business to a residential was requested to go from 10 feet where it was 200. Mm-hmm. Now, is that only because that you've abandoned that corner in the back?
That is correct.
Okay, so that's no longer happening.
No longer. This is no longer happening.
Okay, well, you are aware that this application is predicated upon it being the former way.
So
yeah,
we have to set this area right here. Are you guys requesting to become a service part?
No.
Okay.
We're not requesting anything.
Okay. Right.
What we're saying, though, is what I'm saying, though, mm-hmm. is, and what I believe is the case, mm-hmm. is when this application was filed, uh-huh. it was filed based upon what you originally had thought you might want to try to do.
Okay.
In other words, enabling that upper left-hand corner, my left, your right, or whatever there, mm-hmm. to become a repair facility.
Okay.
And now with your amending mm-hmm. that request by changing course and going with a different approach to that portion of your facility, mm-hmm. you don't need that portion of this waiver because you're not doing it 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
But now keep in mind some other things that have resulted in issues here.
Okay.
As you move down during the waiver of development standards,
okay.
it talks about what you're asking to have different.
Okay.
That's what that means, basically.
Okay.
And the things that you're asking to have different are requests that you've made that are based upon that previous incarnation, plan, idea. Okay, so now those requests are no longer valid because you've changed course.
Correct.
So as a result of that, the things that you're asking for a waiver of development standards on really no longer exist because you're not asking them to be waived any longer because you're not doing that.
Okay.
So as a result of that, before I ever turned the page mm-hmm. in this application to continue reading,
okay.
I thought to myself, well, these people need to engage with staff to see what they can do about mitigating this problem, not knowing that you had changed course, just going with your application.
Right.
Now that you're not doing that, I turned the page as I was reading and found that, well, staff recommended denial. Mm. And the reason they did was because you were going to do it that way.
Got it.
Okay. So I recommend that rather than you putting forth an application that isn't accurate, mm-hmm. that was recommended for denial, that can we do a continuance, Beatrice? Is that the appropriate, or should he just reapply? Or maybe Sammy can shed some light on this.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I don't know what plan you're looking at, but the waiver of development standards is because even if his lease space is within 200 feet of a residential use,
mm-hmm.
then he still needs the waiver. So unless you've moved your lease space for this vehicle repair mm-hmm. to more than 200 feet away from the residential use,
okay.
then again, you still need the waiver.
Mm-hmm.
So you can vote on it with an understanding that maybe, again, I haven't seen the plan, so if it's 10 feet and now it's 70 feet and the town board is fine with it, you can vote on that, I'll say amended, because you're not going any smaller, right? It's increasing, which is good. You want more separation, which is why staff recommended denial, because it was 10 feet.
Yeah, that's what the issue was too.
Right.
So that's an option. Again, not knowing what plan being looked at.
And the reason for the change is because we initially had a gentleman help us out with it, you know, and once we looked at it, that's when we was like, well, that doesn't make sense how he laid it out. We right out the gate, we was like, hey, we're not even leasing this area right here, so I'm not sure why he
thought it was part of your business.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Right.
That would be my question.
It may just be a correction on our end. So I have a note just saying, you know.
Well, so that's my question. If they're not even leasing the space, is the waiver still required because that is not part of their...
It's wherever the space is that they're doing the vehicle repair needs to be 200 feet from a residential
unit. So you still count that gap, but it doesn't belong to them. It doesn't mean that it's not valid. It just means they're not having to pay for that gap.
Okay.
Right. So whether we'll use hands. So if this is the building, and here's the residential use, and let's say the use is was here and now it's here, it doesn't matter where it is. It still needs to be 200 feet, but it's measured from here, not from the edge of the building.
So there are
so
further.
So it's the leased space wherever the activity of the repair is happening.
Okay, so he's not leasing the space, so it would. It would not include that space.
So if he's not leasing this space, then we don't measure from here to the residential use. We measure here to the residential use.
So how far is that?
Tell you the truth, I'll probably have to get accurate measurements. Okay. But I'll have someone come out and measure just to let you know for sure.
Okay.
You know. But it is way substantial because this right here alone is quite a bit of space. Okay. So I know it'll be way far away.
Okay. Personally, I totally empathize with the situation. I'm sure it's not going to probably end up being a problem, but I think it needs to be cleaned up before we try to vote on it, because we're going to be voting on number one and unknown, and number two, we're going to try to pull apart the application and see if we if it doesn't somehow fit partly into what's required.
Okay.
So I think if you would were to come back to us with this cleaned up and that issue not in part of the app that you're trying to work around, it would be a lot more sensible and probably get you through a lot quicker.
Perfect. So what would you recommend? To have someone come out, give an accurate measurement, and then add
and
that
then
to the paperwork?
And then amend your application, your request for permit, and then the county will set forth a new... a judgment, a new appraisal, a new opinion.
Okay.
That's what I wanted, really, to think of it. And then that will come before us with different measurements.
Okay.
It'll come before us possibly with a different staff recommendation, because right now it's denial.
Okay.
And you probably knew that anyway.
Right.
And it'll also come before us with probably fewer preliminary conditions.
Okay.
Because basically you would have to erect Sherwood Forest here.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Okay.
So I think you might be well served not to go that route.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
Understand. Okay. So what I'll do then is I'll get on that tomorrow, have someone come out, figure out when they can measure it, amend it, and then hopefully get this rescheduled. So
then Beatrice, would the appropriate thing be to hold this item pending reapplication or what's the right, because this is the first time we've done this.
You can hold it, depends on how, when you talk to your planner. So you should have a planner.
We do. I think it's Brady. Yes.
And then call it tomorrow to see if you can schedule a meeting as soon as possible so you can present.
Okay.
If that's the way you want to do it.
Okay.
Or and then go from there.
Okay.
And then we can hold it for 2 weeks.
Perfect.
So town board can hold it for 2 weeks and hopefully you'll have it all done in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. I'll get it done. I'll start on it tomorrow, get someone out there, get the measurements done. Get them in and taken care of. Get with Brady. Get it rescheduled.
Okay, then I make a motion. We hold the item for 2 weeks pending the applicant's reconfiguration and discussions with the county.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure. No problem.
And I'll let Brady know that you're going to reach out to him.
Yes.
Perfect.
We'll give him a call tomorrow.
Perfect.
Okay, moving right along. Number three, WS-21-0172-GRD, Maryland LV LLC, waiver of development standards to increase fence height. design review for a perimeter fence in conjunction with an existing commercial building on 2.1 acres in a C1 local business zone in the Midtown Maryland Parkway Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Maryland Parkway and the north side of Ace Valley Drive within Winchester for possible action. The applicant is here. I can see that.
Good evening. Dennis Wurzler with DRC Engineering, 7080 La Cienega, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89119. So here we're, this site is on Maryland Parkway in Vegas Valley. You've heard it a couple of times over the last year and a half. It was all rehabbed, and it's been recently opened. So everything's been brought up to code and cleaned up. What we're asking for is, where I highlighted in yellow, is a wrought iron fence 5 feet high, black. And this area right here is a waiver because we're proposing it 8 feet from the property line. And actually, there's a one little corner here where the radius is, where it gets set 4 feet, but it's actually 8 feet from the back of curb or back of sidewalk. So this is the only area where the waiver is actually required. The design review is for the whole length. And my understanding is the reason the owner wants to do this is because people are cutting through the landscaping and trampling landscaping, and then also, you know, worried about extra pedestrians walking across in the vehicle paths and things like that. So my understanding is we could have put a 3 foot high wrought iron fence, which doesn't make too much sense. So we're doing a 5 foot wrought iron fence, and so that's what we're proposing. And staff has suggested approval, and we concur with staff's recommendations.
Are there gates on the drives, or
nope.
Those are just open?
No, they're going to be open. Yeah, okay. Couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So this is just to prevent people from walking through the landscaping.
Hmm. Any comments or questions from the audience? Okay, this seems rather straightforward. I recommend approval on this one. Do I have a second?
Do we need to do a staff recommendations or just approval?
Yes. Well, with staff recommendations, yes. Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were easy.
I like those.
Yes, so do I. Okay, now we have last item, DR-21-0164, Resorts World Las Vegas, LLC. Design review for the following: modifying existing comprehensive sign plan, Resorts World Hotel Casino. 2, increase the overall wall sign area. And 3, increase the overall animated sign area in conjunction with an approved resort hotel, Resorts World, on 87.8 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive and the north side of Genting Boulevard within Winchester for possible action. I see the applicant is here.
Hi, Greg Morgell, 300 South 4th Street, here for Resorts World. Last time you were here, and I was here too, we went over the revisions to the plans, and one of those revisions was the addition of an information center at the extreme northeast corner of the property near the McDonald's. And you saw and approved the elevation of the information center. That elevation did not include the signs that are going to be on it, and so we have 4 little signs on the elevation proposed here. The one on this side and these 2 are simply signs. And the exact copy hasn't been decided, nor does the county regulate it, but they'll be not illuminated, not animated. It'll say probably Resorts World Information Center or words to that effect. Mm-hmm. They haven't settled on the exact words, but maybe this one will say Resorts World Information Center, and maybe this will say something different, and this will say information here because it faces the other direction. There is this 4th sign, which is proposed to be animated, and that's so that they can do a changing copy, and it can say things like Blue Man Group coming, or whatever the next event is, or the hours of operation of the center. It would be changeable lighting to communicate what the information center has to offer. Staff has recommended approval. The conditions are nominal. They're, you know, get the permits and et cetera. And so we would hope that you would follow that and take any comments you have.
Okay. Does anybody have anything to say? Just us. Okay. All right. I didn't really have, this was pretty straightforward, Greg. I didn't have any questions. I had, when I first read it, it was like, oh, more signage, great. But then I realized why.
Yeah, that was my first thought, too.
I was going to leave with, hey, good news, four more signs.
Yeah.
No.
What are the sizes?
It's pretty minimal.
What are the sizes of the signs? I mean, they look proportional to the building, which is good.
This one's about 4x5.
Okay.
So it would be
a big window.
Enough to get copy in.
Yeah.
And this distance here is, the agenda may say, but it's about 20 feet long, a single line. And this one, again, is about a 4x5 with no animation. And this one is like 2x8, if I recall correctly. So they're pretty minimal. They're enough to say, here's an information center.
Okay.
All right. I
move to approve the staff recommendations.
I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Judy?
Sorry about that. Aye.
Thank you, dear. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. All right. Moving right along. Do we have any comments, any general business at all this week? No? Okay, thank you. Any comments by, there is no general public, but any comments by anybody? Our next meeting date is May 25th, 2021, and we stand adjourned. Thank you very much.